Well, also thinking about justice and reconciliation during Australia Day week is Cassandra Gibbs. Cassandra is originally from a tiny community called Gadooga in northwestern New South Wales. Today, she lives in Dubbo and she runs a cultural immersion program called Let's Talk through the Edmund Rice Centre for Justice and Community Education. Now, Let's Talk is all about taking Indigenous and non-Indigenous people to visit locals and elders and places of cultural significance throughout the New South Wales outback. And it's hard to imagine a more quintessentially Australian experience, but in fact, it was developed in Ireland in the late 1990s as the peace process with Northern Ireland was gathering steam. A very young and rather nervous Cassandra Gibbs had been invited to attend.
I didn't realise the enormity of what that meant when that invitation got extended. I turned up at the airport in time for the departure and I looked at the plane and called my mum and burst into tears and I said, "Mum, this plane's bigger than the whole of Gadooga." It was in the lead up, as you said, to the Irish peace process talks, and the director of 8020, which is a community development centre in Bray, just south of Dublin in Ireland, had been looking at getting young people together because there was this real momentum building for young people to talk about what the issues were leading up to the peace talks, and saying that just because we're not 18 doesn't mean to say that we don't have a voice or we shouldn't have a voice, because these issues are affecting us and we live them every day, so we want to have our say as well. And these were young people, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. But when they'd brought in young Catholics and young Protestants, it became very much about your people did this to me and my people did this in return, and it became more about who had done what rather than about dealing with the issues and how they saw a way forward from that point. So Colm Regan, who was then the director, the founder of 8020, teamed up with Phil Glendenning, who's the director of the Edmund Rice Centre. And between Colm and Phil had come up with a concept that if we brought an external party into this conversation with the aim that it becomes more of a talking circle and more of a sharing of experiences and stories and knowledge from on the ground, and this was when reconciliation was really starting to take off in Australia, what knowledge could we bring to that conversation? So it was really about opening it up to be beyond pointing the finger and placing blame and things like that. And if you can take what you know, what you learn from community, what you've experienced, and channel that into ways where people become a part of that rather than a line being drawn down the middle and dividing communities, then that can be a really powerful process.
Well, here in Australia, the Let's Talk program that you're involved with is very much about exploring culture and rediscovering culture. How does that work with the younger people that you're working with? Because that's a very important thing, isn't it, for young people in particular?
For me, it's crucial. I mean, when you look at, like, you have this whole generation, and I don't even believe that it's one generation. I think it's a few generations where identity is such a massive issue, and I think there's a big push at the moment to reconnect to cultural knowledge and stories as a way of healing our communities. And I see a big push for that, especially with our young people. And I think if you're starving for knowledge to fill up your identity bucket and there's nothing there to fill it up with, you're going to fill it up with what's available. And what are the young people being fed there? You look at the TV, you've got the Kardashians, you've got hip-hop gangsters, you've got rappers who are saying, you know, you can do X, Y, and Z and show me the money type things. And that's the furthest thing that's away from our cultural base. But they gravitate to that because they're looking for something to fill up who they are, so they know where they belong to something. And I think if we had more opportunities to reconnect with culture, which we're really working on building, you know, the impact of that is profound. I've got a five-year-old son who the aunties used to call the light-skinned ones from up our way the Milky Murrays. And they say he's the whitest little black fella he ever did. But he's grown up with cultural knowledge. He's grown up walking country with elders. He's grown up walking with uncles and learning dancing, learning songs, learning stories. And not too long ago, we had an opportunity here at Dubbo Zoo at a conference opening, and one of his cultural uncles turned around and said, "Hey, come here, boy." and put a lap on him, a nagan that goes around their waist, and painted him up with the ochre. And you saw a completely different five-year-old child. He was zoned in, he was switched on, he was listening, he was paying attention. And I just was so overwhelmed with the pride and the strength that I saw in my son, and that he's going to grow up a strong man with a strong cultural identity and grounded in who he is. And if he's grounded in who he is, then the world is his oyster. He can go anywhere, he can do anything, and he'll have that opportunity because of what he's been able to learn.
Well, Cassandra, we're going to air this week in the run-up to Australia Day, January 26th. What are you feeling this year about the whole issue around changing the date? Is that a big one for you?
Look, it's a very mixed thing. I think, you know, social media sites are exploding with this debate at the moment. There's been a lot of my family and friends who have been talking about Australia Day and changing the date. Some of them don't care. Some of them care very, very, very passionately. And some of them a little bit, oh, you know, what's everybody going on about? Can't we talk about something better? For me, it's about what's happened in our shared history. And out of the 365 days in the year that we celebrate our nation on a day that for a percentage of our country means invasion, means colonisation, means loss of language, disconnection from country, disconnection from culture, means people walking around without identity. It represents, you know, stolen generations and people being moved around on trucks and dispossessed of land. It means massacres. There's a whole history for easily 3% of our population. And until we understand what that history means and the impact that that has on a lot of those people, I'm not saying all of those people, but for me, I'm one of them. I think Australia Day was never always on January the 26th. So this whole conversation about the debate that it needs to be on January 26th, at one point I believe it used to be in May, at another point I believe it used to be in June. So the fact that this date has been chosen and moved to, surely there's another day that we can celebrate the foundations of our nations that's not on a day of mourning and a day of survival for a majority of Aboriginal people. Like, these are, we are the traditional custodians of the country. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are the oldest continuing, surviving, living cultures in the world. And I'm just going to say that again for your listeners. The oldest continuing, surviving, living cultures in the whole entire world. Where is our national pride for that? And I think celebrating Australia Day on January 26th, which is the day of invasion, doesn't show our national pride for our Indigenous brothers and sisters. You know, people talk about move on from it. How can you move on from it when it's still happening? It's not the same issues, but that trauma and that grief is still being perpetuated. But I think whilst it is important to a certain degree, I think there are things that are happening in our communities that deserve a lot more conversation and a lot more airtime than this particular debate.
So what will you be doing on January 26th? How will you be spending the day?
I will be turning off my computer. I will be turning off my phone. I will be shutting down my social media sites. I think for me, it's about having a barbecue with my family. I think there are things about Australia Day that are wonderful, that bring people together. I just think the date itself certainly needs to be questioned, and it is, and that is happening at the moment. So I think for me, Australia Day will be, you know, the old, not put a shrimp on the barbie, maybe some lamb instead.
Cassandra Gibbs throwing some lamb on the barbie there for Australia Day. And Cassandra is the director of Let's Talk, a cultural immersion program run through the Edmund Rice Centre.